Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're celebrating the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending January 10th, 2015. This week, the hit list shakes off its holiday hangover and gets back to work. The action starts in 5th place, where Meghan Trainor stages a big comeback with a song that never really went away. I'll fill you in after All About That Bass.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
Meghan Trainor rebounds 5 slots to 5th place with her former 8-week champion, All About That Bass. It's this week's top streaming gainer. In fact, it's number 1 on the Billboard streaming chart. And the good news doesn't stop there for Meghan. Lips Are Moving also jumps a slot to 4th place while taking 2nd place on the streaming chart. That means 21-year-old Meghan has the 2 most streamed songs in the country. And does she have even more hits to come? Stay with me for details.
I know you're lying.
Meghan Trainor is on a roll this week. All About That Bass takes 5th place, with Lips Are Moving moving into the 4th place slot. Meghan's latest single, Dear Future Husband, re-enters the Hot 100 in 64th place, while her first full-length album, Title, drops next week. This young singer is a force to be reckoned with in this new year. Dipping a slot to number 3 is Hozier, who laid out his life to Forbes magazine in a recent interview. We'll take a closer look after Take Me to Church.
Take me to church, I work like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. I believe that Jesus is the good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church, I work like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. I believe that Jesus is the good God. Let me give you my life.
Hozier steps back a slot to number 3 with Take Me to Church. Forbes magazine recently named the Irish singer to its 30 under 30 list of young achievers. He's currently 24. In an interview, Hozier says his average bedtime is 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning. His parents put all their money into his education. David Bowie is his dream mentor, and his phone is the one gadget he can't live without. Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars prepare to storm the Hot 100 throne room as Uptown Funk jumps to 2nd place. Who was the last male artist to top the chart? This is a test of your long-term memory. I'll tell you after the song.
Girl, sent you hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk.
Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars kick it up a slot to 2nd place with Uptown Funk. If it goes all the way to number 1, it will be the first Hot 100 champ to feature a male artist since last August, when Magic reigned for 6 weeks with Rude. That makes a record-tying 19 weeks for the females, and Taylor Swift had a lot to do with it. She's your number 1 for a 7th frame with Blank Space.
We're young and we're reckless. We'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless. Or with a nasty scar. Go along with savage lovers. They'll fill you arm and space. But I got a blank space, baby. And I'll write your name.
Taylor Swift rules the Hot 100 Pop Singles list for a 7th week with Blank Space. This is the 19th straight week of female Hot 100 domination, tying a record first set from May 7th through September 10th, 2005. Back then, Gwen Stefani, Mariah Carey, and Carrie Underwood shared the prize. Well, it's a new year, but the rules remain the same. Only the top 5 biggest hits in the land need apply. So join me next week for a new list. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.